What's going on, everybody? You're listening to a new episode of the Postgame Report. I'm your host, JVB. So, it seems like nothing has changed in regards to how the video game community acts in this, and in particular, the content creation community. There was one day I saw like three different thumbnails for Spider-Man 2. And in the title, it had something to do with the word woke and Spider-Man 2 and Insomniac. So obviously these YouTube videos were, they had an issue with something. And right away they're using the word woke. And then today, somebody posted a photo of a YouTube thumbnail and it talked about how Insomniac is dead and that Spider-Man 2 is disgusting because of this woke agenda. Now, stuff like that really doesn't bother me because whenever there's a popular video game, or it doesn't have to be a video game, when there's a popular movie or song, there's going to be people that figure that going against the grain is going to generate some type of attention. So that is there's no surprise there. What bothers me most is the misuse of the word woke. And a lot of people have issues with this. Woke is a word from the 40s, the 1940s, and it was used by black laborers, black slaves. And throughout the history of the word, it was always used within the black community. And now we see politicians, we see news outlets, and then we see these idiots on social media using it. And basically what they did was they took the word, made it their own, and flipped it around, and essentially replaced every racial slur with the word woke. They took the N-word, now they use woke. Instead of saying spick, which they would call me because I'm Puerto Rican, now it's woke. Gay people, woke. It's a frustrating thing to see how a word, a simple word, that had so much meaning, and now it's used to demean the same people that created the fucking word. Not created the word, but created the meaning behind the word. The reason why people were saying stay woke. It's another way of saying stay alert. It's that simple. When police brutality was running rampant in the 40s, against people of color, you would tell your people, stay woke. Stay woke out there. That means be alert. Shit might happen. Shit is going down. And if you don't believe me, look it up. My 22-year-old son, who is a history major, he'll gladly tell people the meaning behind the word woke. And he too gets frustrated whenever he hears fucking Donald Trump or any of these politicians, DeSantis, throwing the word woke, all these news media people. Because I can't even call them journalists, because all they do is just spread lies. They spread misinformation. They glorify misinformation. And they run with it in order to stay on top and get all the, you know, generate the views, generate the clicks, without even taking responsibility when some of these things are wrong. They will not take responsibility. But the moment some average Joe fucks up, holy shit. Let's put him on the cross. Now, I did something really typical of what I do. I took a video from a comedian, I think Danny Craig or something. I mean, Craig Robinson. Now, he's very famous, you know, and he does commercials and he'll do music, you know, like he'll add music. So he's a talented guy. He can play the piano, he can sing. And this was a video of him when he was very young, because he was slim. Now he's chubby. And in the skit, he's talking about how, you know, he had a breakup with his girlfriend, but he's gonna miss her brother. And he said, you know, now this was like in the 90s. So he goes, yeah, her brother was a retard. And he made this song, and then he goes and sings the song, but in a way where we used to, amongst normal people back in the day, we used to do that whenever somebody would say something stupid in our group. And you know, we either call them retarded or we do the noise. So I was like, you know what? Let me post this on my fucking Twitter. I didn't use the word. I didn't say anything. I said, oh my God, this guy, Craig Robinson, I wasn't expecting this. This made me laugh. And in the thing is, it was an Instagram post. It says, if you laugh, you're good, you know, pack your bags, you're going to hell. So I put something like, you know, all right, bags are already packed, you know. I laughed, and my friends were like, "Yo, you're gonna get canceled," and blah blah blah. And I said, "Nobody can cancel me. What are they gonna cancel me for? I didn't use the word. I didn't say the word. I didn't mention anybody, any particular groups. I just posted a video." I said, "It's okay for people to post videos of dead kids and dead women, and." You know, throughout the war that's going on with the Ukraine and the battle between Israel and Palestine, that's okay, but I can't put a comedy skit. I was like, I dare anybody to talk shit. Because unless you fear being, quote unquote, canceled, then it doesn't bother you when people talk shit. When someone says, oh my God, I can't believe you laughed at that. I was waiting for somebody to say something, but unfortunately, nobody said nothing. Because there's no argument they could use that would make me feel bad. My wife, whenever I do something dumb, and most of the time is on purpose to make her laugh, and she'll call me retarded. It is how you use it. Now, the comedian used it to make fun of people with mentally challenged. When I use it, it's to call somebody stupid. Nowadays, you can't even call nobody stupid. You can't call nobody fat, right? All of a sudden, we can't use these words. When I was growing up, from the age of, I'd say, 13, I'd say 12, from the age of 12 to about the age of 14, my nickname was Fat Boy, because I was overweight. I wasn't horribly obese or anything, but I was heavier than everybody else, and I was also taller than most of the guys I hung out with. So my nickname was Fat Boy. And of course, I didn't like it. But after a while, I was like, you know what? I just got to lose some fucking weight then. Because then they have nothing to use against me. So that's what I did. I lost weight. I started playing basketball every day after school. And then I went to a junior high school that was for bad kids. So I played basketball there. After school, I played basketball. And then I would go to the gym with my friend. We would jog to the gym, jog back. Before I knew it, I was slim. So people couldn't call me Fat Boy anymore. But lo and behold, they were saying it for so many years that they just kept calling me Fat Boy. As a matter of fact, years ago on Facebook, one of my friends, her and I were very close when we were growing up. And her family always called me Fat Boy. Because, and check this out, they didn't know my real fucking name. So they didn't know my name, my real name, so they called me Fat Boy. So years, and this was years ago, I'd say 12 years ago or whatever, you know, I put a funny like meme or something, and my friend, she starts, you know, she puts LOL, you never change, Fat Boy. So I'm like, holy shit. Here I am, close to 40 years old, and she's still calling me Fat Boy. And she's like, that's always going to be your name for me. Did I whine on social media that I'm, you know, approaching 40 and somebody's calling me Fat Boy? Did I whine like a fucking bitch? No. I'm surprised that somebody didn't read that and go, oh my God, I can't believe you said that to him. But thankfully, the people I follow on my social media or my social networks, they are not like that. And that is done on purpose. So, yeah, I was looking for trouble. It didn't come my way. Maybe people can sense when you know, somebody really doesn't give a shit. Or, in most cases, they will jump on somebody with some popularity in order to jump on some kind of, what's the word I'm trying to use? But if somebody shouts out a celebrity, that individual is hoping that that tweet bringing up an issue that they might have used a word that is not politically correct nowadays, they're hoping that that tweet or that article or whatever takes off and gives them popularity because of this. So yeah, my name doesn't carry any weight. It's not going to bashing me and trying to cancel me is not going to get anybody any popularity, that's for sure. So maybe that's what it was. But I don't care. I don't use it in a malicious fashion. I curse like a motherfucker. But I have made a conscious effort not to use the word in public, not to use it like I used to. Not because I'm scared, but because there's a new stigma that you're insulting people by using that word. So I rather not insult people that have conditions. Because when to me, it's more insulting when you say the word retard and then somebody says, I can't believe you used that word. Because my brother has mental issues. Well, I didn't call your brother that. You did. So now you're mad at me because you put your brother in that category. When I don't know you, I don't know your brother. You brought him into the conversation. And now you're saying that he is the R word. But people don't think like that. People don't use their heads. They want to scream at you that you're doing wrong and scream at you as loud as they can because somebody's going to agree with them and someone is going to retweet their tweet and get on your case as well. People have tried that with other things, you know, and it doesn't work unless you let it. And the other thing I've been doing is blocking videos of dead people you see these accounts, they got like near a million, you know, either a million or they're close to a million, and they're posting these videos saying, oh my God, look at these people in Israel or in Gaza, these dead people, these dead. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Who the fuck wants to see dead kids on their feed? And why are you trying to benefit off of this financially, you fucking prick? And then I want to say something to the people retweeting it, because they're doing it with intentions. Like, oh my God, look at, you know, what's happening over there. This is wrong. Blah, blah, blah. People have their own political views. It's up to them who they believe, who they want to side with. I'm okay. I don't give a fuck. Just don't fucking put videos like that. I don't want to see that shit. So I blocked the people that put the videos, because they got a blue check mark. Obviously, they're doing it for the wrong reason, to benefit themselves financially, because now you have the blue check mark, you can monetize your engagement. And now we are seeing more than ever dumber and dumber posts flooding my timeline. Things I saw, I don't know if I spoke about this. There was a video of two people arguing in a hallway in Brooklyn. Supposedly this was in Brooklyn. And I guess they have a security camera in the lobby. It's not the projects. And one guy whips out a gun. He shoots two men. So the account that posted the video felt that it was necessary to take a screen cap of the guy shooting, right? The man is pointing the gun at one of the victims, and you see the muzzle flashing. Took a screen cap of it and put a fucking a logo of, I guess, their website. It was the same logo that is on the Twitter account as their profile picture. So in other words, they were saying, whenever this photo is being used, it's our photo. We screen capped it. And we got to get the credit. And everybody who hopefully retweets this shit is going to go to our website. And I was like, what a fucking dirtbag. You take, number one, you're posting this shit, and they have a large following. I wound up blocking that account as well. They have a large following. And they're showing two people. We don't know why they got shot. Everyone now sees these two individuals being shot dead. So they're doing it for engagement. They're not doing it because they're the police. They weren't saying, oh, let's find these people, this person. No. They put the video, right? Two people dead in Brooklyn, whatever. Then I saw somebody retweeting another tweet from that account saying police found the individual who shot two people in Brooklyn. And you see the screen cap of the man pointing the gun with the muzzle flash and the fucking logo in the background, in the middle, dead center of the photo, but they changed the opacity. So you see it very faintly, but you could still see the logo. And I'm like, what a fucking opportunistic piece of shit. Trying to make money off of people's fucking misery. So yeah, I deleted that really quick, because I was like, there's another chance, there will be a chance that account will pop up on my feed, even though I don't follow it. And it's going to be the same kind of bullshit. Engagement farming, doing and saying the most inhumane shit as possible to generate attention. And attention nowadays, especially on Twitter or X, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that engagement can be monetized and can get you a few bucks. And people nowadays, it's they sell their dignity, because all they got to do, say a few words, spend a day finding videos and trying to put them out as your own, and you let it sit down and simmer, and you see what comes about. So, of course, yeah, there's people that are going to do it as much as they can, and as long as Elon Musk allows them to. And it is what it is. You either go on the app or you don't go on the app. Or you block people. You block certain type of content. And that's what I do. When my account is running the way I want it, I see the information I want to see. And I interact with the people I want to interact with. But lately, it has been freaking worse than ever. It is really horrible. And the same applies to YouTube content. The same applies to sports radio. I mean, we all know, like, the news outlets are freaking horrible. And I'm not going to get into this whole fucking WFAN thing with Carl Banks and, you know, these radio hosts. But Carl Banks is a borderline Hall of Fame linebacker for the New York Giants. A New York Giants legend. He's still involved with the New York Giants as a TV personality. I've interacted with Carl Banks a few times, which to me, as a fan of Carl Banks growing up, it was an unbelievable experience, right? Even though it happened a few times, still each time was like, holy shit, Carl Banks, you know, is interacting with me. So he even commented on my podcast about the New York Giants, right? Told me I sounded great. So, you know, there was an issue where these radio hosts are arguing with him and he's telling them, listen, you don't know this and that. And then they hang up on him and they keep talking. And so Carl Banks was like, you know, I'm done with this segment. Thank you. I'm not going to do this segment anymore. He used to do it weekly, I think for 20 years. And then another radio host on a different time slot in the same station starts calling him boring and nobody gives a shit about that segment anyway and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look at these motherfuckers. They don't know jack shit about the sport. They never played it. But now they're using this fucking formula that has been working on Twitter, that has been working on Facebook, that has been working on YouTube. And forget Twitter spaces. It sounded like a fucking Twitter space. And this was WFAN. And it's like, what are you guys talking about? You sound like a fucking fool. Saying that this man had a boring segment, but for 20 years he was doing this segment. And now, at any given opportunity, you're using his name and the drama that happened to generate attention. So how boring could he have been, you fucking dipshit? It's a good thing I don't interact with these people. They would have blocked me a long time ago. But when you have a mind of your own and you think on your own, you know, you think for yourself, nobody could tell you shit. Of course, we're not always right. So those moments that somebody has to check you, you take it on the chin. Now, some people might find that a little kinky, but you take it. And man, I can't keep using that word. Because there's some fucking perverts out there that are going to be like, oh, I bet you do take it. But you know what I mean, right? You take the criticism and you think really hard. All right, what did I do? What did I say? What can I do better? How can I improve? And that's where I fall into. That's the category of person I fall into. Thankfully, my friends are like that. My wife's like that. My brother, my family, my son. Thankfully, they're the type of people I can talk to. But yeah, going back to Spider-Man too, and this whole woke shit, this is what happened. It set me off. Because people will use the PlayStation name in any capacity to get that attention. They will talk shit about PlayStation for 30 minutes on their platform. But in reality, without PlayStation, their content wouldn't generate any fucking views. So it's counterintuitive or counterproductive, right? Because now you can't talk about anything else. Even the console that you claim you love, you don't talk about it. And when you do, you're lying. And you're lying in a way where it makes the other consoles look bad. So either way, you're going to use what's popular. And just the way WFAN keeps trying to use Carl Banks' name to generate interest, idiots are using Spider-Man 2 and PlayStation 5 and saying all this woke this, woke that, just because they have gay characters. Just because I bet there's Spanish language in Spider-Man 2. They're complaining that Mary Jane looks ugly and they're tired of playing ugly females. And it's like, what do you do in life that this is the first fucking thing you think about and you spend hours making a video? Because they might make a 30-minute video, but there's preparation, there's editing. And this is the fucking thing you decide, okay, this is what I'm going to talk about? That Mary Jane looks ugly? Holy shit. You need some fucking milk, and you need some sunlight. Vitamin D and vitamin C. You need it. Because the shit people be talking about, it's fucking ridiculous. And back in the day when I went to high school, we would call people out like this and they would wise up, because if they continued acting stupid, they would be eating alone during lunch. They wouldn't be invited to the parties, because after a while, we're like, you know what? We tried, but you don't want to fucking change. And we're not going to change. So hasta la vista, motherfucker. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I had like fucking five chicken tenders. I thought they were like skinny, you know, small chicken tenders. My wife was like, oh, they're skinny, they're thin. But I didn't know they were like freaking wide. And I'm like, I'll take five. You know, they're small. And I was like, holy shit, look at all these chicken tenders. So I'm full, which is what I'm trying to say. So my wife and I are going to go for a walk. I figured I'd record as I was digesting my food. And now I'm ready to go take my walk. So that means I'm done. I appreciate everyone who listens to the Postgame Report. You guys have a great weekend. Fuck the Jets. Fuck the Cowboys. Fuck the Eagles. Okay, I'm done. You guys take care. Later.